This is a Storage Switzerland podcast.
The next generation data center is here. Highly virtualized, extremely high virtual machine density, thriving on flexibility, cost, and efficiency. So that's the thumbnail look at this new data center. To talk about it in a little bit more detail, Jay Prassel from SolidFire and Storage Switzerland senior analyst Eric Slack. Hey, Eric, what is the next generation data center?
Essentially, it's really a cloud or cloud-like environment that's characterized by extreme VM density, which is, you know, high virtual machine to host ratios, a centralized IT infrastructure that allows these organizations really to take advantage of large aggregated pools of resources to support, you know, really high levels of compute activity. And they also get, it really helps them maximize resource efficiency, which of course drives costs down because a lot of these organizations of course have to make money. They also leverage automation in the infrastructure to improve efficiency and to reduce operational costs. And one other thing to mention is they're really not just cloud providers. Enterprises also see the advantages of the next generation data center model, and they're setting up internal private clouds to provide a self-service kind of IT model for their own employees to minimize cost and to improve responsiveness, which is something that IT is trying to do for companies. Jay, is there anything you want to add to that? Does that cover it, or what else comes to mind when you guys say next generation data center?
Yeah, I would add just a few things to that, Eric. Really at the core, next generation data center, I think, is a framework to think about how both enterprises and cloud service providers are computing and also offering resources to their internal and external customers. And we really use kind of four descriptors that help us really kind of nail down the next generation data center. And at the very core, I think, is this idea of that system being agile. It has to be able to be flexible and deployed in a very agile-like way. That system must be able to scale. That system should be automated and have the properties of end-user self-service if the customer wants to generate that. And then finally, that the resources provided should be delivered not only predictably but also guaranteed over time. And I think, you know, you can apply next-generation data center constructs not only to storage as we're talking about it today, but it's actually applicable at the server and the networking level as well. I mean, it truly is a data center point of view.
Mm-hmm. Eric, why are the next generation of data centers really the end game of IT?
Well, when you say end game, we're really kind of talking about an ideal or a model really of extreme consolidation of resources and control. And they're also a model of flexibility and automated operation. This enables the maximum performance, you know, bigger compute, more data, et cetera, maximum efficiency and minimum cost. You know, some cloud providers are closer to this ideal, but the point is, as Jay mentioned, that the next generation data center is really a model, and it's really a direction that IT in all, you know, all IT to some extent can really strive for. You know, similar to the way that the cloud is seen as an eventual delivery model for IT, kind of in the larger sense, for IT services, the next generation data center is the physical data center infrastructure that really enables that.
No, I would add to the idea that if you look at the end game of where enterprises are going to compute and how they're going to compute long term, I think there's a really excellent benchmark out there in the ecosystem today, which are large-scale public cloud providers who are able to offer resources, both storage, compute, and networking on demand in a way that is not only highly efficient but also very profitable to them as a company. And I think enterprises are out there looking at large cloud providers as a leading indicator of how they are choosing or want to compute over time. Some of that pressure is simply being placed on those companies from within, where you have individuals who go outside of the firewall because they can get resources from someone like Amazon or Rackspace or SoftLayer in a very quick and easy manner. So I think a lot of large enterprises that we work with are starting to look at how they can bring the economics of large-scale cloud computing or on-demand computing, as if you want to think of it that way, and actually bring it inside your data center. And that's a big part of what the next generation data center is all about. That's one of the key drivers, I think, to this trend in how IT resources are to be delivered.
Now, Jay, how do next generation data centers break storage?
You could look at this from a couple different ways. When you look at the next generation data center, you got to look at it holistically, right? A lot of it has to do with application deployment times, right? You have companies out there that are trying to deploy applications in a very quick manner, whether they're trying to develop something fast or maybe bring an external product to market or service to market. The speed at which they can do that has a direct impact on their bottom line. The ability to make the resources to do that available quickly is one of the key drivers, I think, in the next generation data center. So if you take this combination of agility and combine it with automation and self-help, storage is simply one aspect of that. And what is happening, though, is that this is putting a lot of pressure on storage, which is, if you look at legacy storage systems, are terrible at delivering storage performance on demand, terrible at delivering automation and rapid scale for those resources.
So I guess this means that because there's some changes that storage companies need to make, there's a lot of work they have to do to keep up.
Yeah, definitely the case. I think if you look at traditional monolithic storage architectures, they're not designed to be as agile as the demands that are put upon them, or to meet the demands that are put upon them. And I'll give you an example. Simply the fact that I want to change storage performance very quickly. That is something that takes days, if not, you know, potentially a week, if you have to move a volume off a system and onto another to get better performance. The next generation data center is about being able to react to that instantaneously.
So that's interesting, Jay. So you're talking about agility and really sort of a speed of change. Is that something that storage is going to have to do in an automated fashion?
Yes, I think storage is going to need to be able to react to the changes that people are going to put upon it, right? So if somebody wants greater performance, you're going to have to be able to react to that, not only to provide the application more performance, but in a shared multi-tenant setting, you need to be able to not affect the performance of everyone else. And that's where quality of service as an architecture, I think, is a very important concept within the next generation data center and within storage in particular. Because when it's built in at the very core, you now have the ability to create the high levels of virtual machine density that we talked about at the beginning of this podcast and offer that kind of predictable experience to the applications that are receiving that storage volume and the storage performance accordingly.
You can learn more about this and much more during a special webinar on May 1st, the storage requirements for the next generation data center. Jay will be here along with our experts from Storage Switzerland to talk to you about what's going on with storage and this next generation data center. And if you pre-register for the live webinar, you will automatically enter to win a free HP Chromebook 11. And all pre-registrants will receive an exclusive advanced copy of our latest white paper, How to Design Storage for the Next Generation Data Center. Just click on the link below if you're on the player on StorageSwiss.com. And if you're listening on iTunes, please go to StorageSwiss.com and to the podcast area to find this podcast. And then you'll find the link to register for the webinar. That's all coming up May 1st, noon Central, 10 Pacific. And if you happen to catch this podcast after May 1st, you can still listen because all of our webinars are archived right here on StorageSwiss.com. Jay, thanks for joining us today.
Pleasure to be here.
Eric, thanks for joining us, and we look forward to hearing you on the webinar.
Thank you, Charlie.
Thanks for joining us on the Storage Podcast.
For more, go to StorageSwiss.com.